three spellings for you. The first one is the name of a country. Ukraine. U-K-R-A-I-N-E. Ukraine.
Ukraine 听上去 sounds like a name of ice cream.
Ukraine 听上去吗？
反正
在我们的耳朵里听来，这个就很像某一种冰激凌的名字。但实际上这是一个国家。来翻译一下，是哪个国家？
Well, it's, I don't know. You tell me.
Ukraine 是乌克兰。
Okay.
哎，你知道吗？很多的那个 Miss World 都是 from Ukraine.
Really?
Oh.
Well, it used to be called the USSR.The used to be part of the Russian Republic of whatever it was called. And a lot of Russian women are very attractive.
她们非常漂亮、啊、世界上很多的什么环球小姐啊，世界小姐的一些佳丽的桂冠都是由乌克兰小姐获得、Ukraine. 所以呢，正是因为这样的一些这些世界大赛，让我记住了 Ukraine 这个名字。Ukraine.
U-K-R-A-I-N-E.、Number two is prestigious.P-R-E-S-T-I-G-I-O-U-S. Prestigious. Now this means it has a very, very good reputation.
哇，这个名字一听上去就非常有尊严感。就像一种什么有声望的，有威信的啊，就是那样一种感觉。翻译成中文也就是这个意思，有声望的，有威信的，有权威的。比如说到欧洲的哪一个某某音乐厅去演出
，prestigious venue in Europe. That's right.
那不是每个人都能登的大雅之堂啊。
And the final spelling for the first clip is colossal, C O L O S S A L, colossal, and that means huge.
Colossal 这个词儿啊，大家可能没听过，今天来学习吧。C O L O S S A L.Colossal.
Huge, really, really big.
有多大？比 huge 还大吗？
Like elephants are colossal animals.
哦，可以这么用哈。
Yeah.
它来形容物是吧？形容物。Colossal.
But not usually, because you'd say a mountain was colossal. A blue whale is colossal. Huge.
天生巨大的东西。就是 colossal. Huge. 原来我们还可以形容某某事物非常巨大，不仅仅除了 big.Huge, 什么 mass 之外，还可以说 colossal,
that's right,
巨大的这样一个词儿。再来拼写一遍吧，C O L O S S A L,
that's right.
好，为什么我们会在第一段的单词当中会提到 Ukraine? 为什么要提到这个国家呢？
Because that is somewhere where Didi Xiao went to study music.
哎，这就是因为他曾经在这个国家呀学习过音乐。哎，他为什么要到乌克兰去学音乐？
Well, they have lots of very good Russian ballets and music schools. They must be a very good music school there.
俄罗斯啊，包括他的一些以前的一些联邦的国家，
yeah.
他们在天生在文化艺术方面就特别走领在这个世界的前端。就是你知道俄罗斯那个 Winter Palace.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
对吧？
Yeah.
他们说呀，就是据法国人 according to French themselves, 法国人自己说的 if you go to the Winter Palace, then Louvre is nothing.
Really?、
According to French,
I've seen that palace on a documentary and it is amazing.
据法国人自己说，如果你去过东宫看过的话，那么卢浮宫真的就是一杯白开水。
Wow!
你看多么骄傲的法国人能说出这句话，就证明那东宫里头藏的东西。
If French people say that, it must be true.
那真的是、
yeah.
如果法国人这么说的真的是真的了。所以你看像他们的音乐文化艺术建筑各方面都是走在世界
上的。 Okay, let's buy some plane tickets. Let's go.
Yes.
好。 Okay, let's move on to our idioms. They're not very difficult, they're very easy. The first one is very keen. K-E-E-N. Keen.、This means very eager to do something, very enthusiastic.
对 keen 这个词啊，你在美国人口中听得不大、但是在英国人口中呢，你一定会听得非常多。
Yeah.
这个我绝对可以保证，我向大家这个投票保证哈、举双手保证。Very keen. 英国人很喜欢说 very keen.
Well, we also say it if you like things as well. For example, I am keen on ice cream. Means I like ice cream.
对，这是英国人一个典型的口头词儿。Keen, 实际上它的意思就是指的非常的 enthusiastic. Very eager. 非常热切的、热衷的、渴望的、想做某件事情的，哎呀，很执着的、很投入的，大家能够想到那种感觉。Very keen, 非常热衷。好。
Number two, material life. Material, M-A-T-E-R-I-A-L, material life. This means your possessions. 就是 what you own, your clothes, your money, your house, your car, your bicycle. These are your material life.
分解开来看，就是 material 物质的、嗯、life 生活。物质生活这个不需要我们都解释吧，大家都知道哈、
嗯嗯、
除了精神世界就是你的物质生活、嗯、你的那些实体的东西，你的财产，你的所有，你的金钱，你的 house, 你的 car, everything, 让你能够生活在这个物质世界的生活，你的衣食住行吃穿用 material life, life of possessions.
And finally, only children or only child.And these are children with no brothers or sisters.
他也可以用 only children 这样的说法吗？
嗯哼。
原来 only 是不能跟 children 在一块用的，对吧？
If you're talking about children from different families, you can say China has many only children.
Oh.
Because of the one-child policy.
哎，你看，今天我们又学习到了一个社会学方面的知识。
Mm-hmm.
本来我们觉得说独生子女是 only child.
嗯、mm-hmm.。
但实际上也可以说 only children.
Yeah.
因为啊，我们在八十年代初期的时候有这样一个政策 policy、
嗯、
就是一户什么一对夫妇只能生一对一个孩子、
嗯、
是吧，类似于这样的，就造就了大量我们这样的什么 single child 类似于这样的 only child 的、
嗯、
可怜的娃呀， only children 就是 children with no siblings、
嗯、
你觉得孤单吗？孤单的哈，某种程度上是哈。
Well, mine is also an only child.
对啊， Oscar 也是啊，
我能了解。
对啊，了解有感觉。
Okay, and for our questions, the first one is, what did Dee Dee's mother do for a living? What was she working as?
好，在第一段中呢，我们要去探讨 Dee Dee 她的家庭情况，那很重要了。所以一般但凡寻访神童家庭的时候，都会说，哎呦，你的爸爸妈妈是做什么职业的呀？你的家庭背景 background 是什么呀、
嗯、
好，我们的这第一个问题当仁不让的就提出来了，关于他的家庭，你要是能够听出他的爸爸当然更好。虽然我们的问题问的是 What did Dee Dee's mother do for a living? Do something for a living. Do for a living 就指的是以什么为生，他的工作是什么。 What's her job? What's her work?
That's right.
好。
And number two, how old was Dee Dee when she startedHaving piano lessons.
嗯，这个问题也问得很好，这是 a very good question， 也是我们要探访神童的时候会问到的。请问这个娃呢，是从几岁开始来学习钢琴的呢？
嗯，
他们说呀，很多的父母都喜欢小孩子三岁到四岁的时候开始学琴。
Really?
如果你 play really, really, really hard, then you just need 4 years to pass the hardest exam.
Really?
你需要三到四年的时间就可以通过钢琴的八级考试。如果你就是没日没夜的练，没日没夜的练，整个人就扑在琴上练。
I can believe that, but you don't really have much else in your life, do you? So you could sacrifice everything in your life just to be a very good pianist.
对对 对。
But even then, you still might not have that X factor, that special ingredient that makes you better than anyone else.
没错，就是你除了艺术方面的造诣之外，你还需要其他方面的能力、
yeah.
对不对？ 比方说 speak, behave properly and everything. We need everything. You need all kinds of knowledges.
But I mean the talent in music. Even if you practiced for 3 hours a day for your whole life, you still at the end of it might not be the best、
嗯、
because you don't have that natural talent that comes from something that we can't teach.
Wisdom. 智慧、
啊、wisdom, it's a natural, like a 本能Right?
我说的是 Debbie 的 wisdom、
oh, Me? No
一语就指出了这个早期儿童教育啊， Debbie 老师说千万不能只着重于发展某一方面的特质等等，是这样的啊。
Not at all.
他呢比那个一般的寻常儿童更早哦，这是我们的第二个 question. How old was Dee Dee when she started having piano lessons? 可能还是跟父母有关系。
And finally, final question, it's already been put in the chat room for us, thank you very much. Say, how many children did Dee Dee's grandmother have?
对，来说到独生子女政策的时候呢，他就跟自己的这个祖母一代啊做了对比。好，我们就问这个问题吧。 How many children did Dee Dee's grandmother have? 他的奶奶哈、奶奶或者是外婆啊，这个姥姥或是姥姥，那他那一代呢，一家人都大概有几个儿女，其乐融融的一个大家庭啊、extended family。 这是为什么哈、以后我们的家庭呢是会越来越小的，是会一定会越来越小的，随着独生子女的增多，还包括什么丁克家庭的出现啊等等。好，那么 Is everybody ready to take a listen?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
有没有准备好我们要开始听听力了哟？你不要紧张哈、因为今天呢我们听到的是 中国小女孩说英文。好，你看看她是如何自如地应对的。
Now, the young Chinese pianist Didi Xiao, studied music in Beijing, the Ukraine, and in Birmingham. Now, she performs regularly in the most prestigious venues in Europe. Didi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jane.
Now, tell us about the place in China where you grew up.
Well, I grew up in Guangzhou. My mother, she's quite musical. She's a secondary music school teacher.My dad is work in a university, and they're very keen for me to take up a piano. So I have my first piano when I was two.
Just two?
Yes.
And when did you start having your lessons on the piano?
4 years old.
Did you ever feel frustrated?
Oh, yes.
What did you do?
I'm quite a rebellious child. I remember one time when my parents went to work, I just revenge by use a nail clipper and do some nasty thing on the piano.
What, you physically attacked your piano?
Yes.
With nail clippers?
Yes.
Okay. And that does suggest that you just had enough of playing the piano.
Yeah.
You are an only child, because China has the one-child
yes.
policy. Did that put colossal pressure on you?And indeed, your friends, who were obviously all only children as well.
Yes, I think just one generation up, my grandma have like 7 children,
right. So
it's a huge difference. We do have a much better material life compared to my parents, but we do feel the pressure. But actually, I'm quite fortunate. I don't think my parents pushed me too hard.
Now, the young Chinese pianist Didi Xiao, studied music in Beijing, the Ukraine, and in Birmingham. Now, she performs regularly in the most prestigious venues in Europe. Didi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jane.
Now, tell us about the place in China where you grew up.
Well, I grew up in Guangzhou. My mother, she's quite musical. She's a secondary music school teacher.My dad is work in a university, and they're very keen for me to take up a piano. So I have my first piano when I was two.
Just two?
Yes.
And when did you start having your lessons on the piano?
4 years old.
Did you ever feel frustrated?
Oh, yes.
What did you do?
I'm quite a rebellious child. I remember one time when my parents went to work, I just revenge by use a nail clipper and do some nasty thing on the piano.
What, you physically attacked your piano?
Yes.
With nail clippers?
Yes.
Okay. And that does suggest that you just had enough of playing the piano.
Yeah.
You are an only child, because China has the one-child
yes.
policy. Did that put colossal pressure on you?And indeed, your friends, who were obviously all only children as well.
Yes, I think just one generation up, my grandma have like 7 children,
right. So
it's a huge difference. We do have a much better material life compared to my parents, but we do feel the pressure. But actually, I'm quite fortunate. I don't think my parents pushed me too hard.
好，这就是我们今天听到的第一段。哇，这个是中国人在接触着国际高端的访谈哦，大家听上去感觉怎么样？啊，怎么样
？I'd love to know any of our listeners. What do you think? Is it easier to understand? Because I just know that when I hear people who are not Chinese speaking Chinese, it's much easier to understand. Oh, listen to that. Jingjing has put it on.
你看，我们今天就是非常有 artistic atmosphere.
Is that her?
It's not her.
Okay.
But from the legend of.
1900. Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful. 所以希望大家今天的这个问答状态也是非常的好。伴着这个钢琴的伴奏呢，我们一起来听 Debbie 老师讲解一下哈。刚才这两段其实是同一段，我们听到的是 Didi Xiao 呢接受了高端的访谈，那么一点也不紧张，而且呢他表现得也非常的自然啊，并且你觉得他说英文的感觉怎么样？是不是非常流畅啊？你一听就能听得出来是受过那个语境的熏陶的。另外大家可以跟我们分享一下，你小时候有没有学过乐器啊？有没有很痛苦的经历啊？有能跟他感同身受啊？ Strike a chord in your heart 有没有啊？好，我们来请这位老师跟我们分析一下第一段究竟他讲了一些什么呢。我们来看看 text of part 1.
Now the young Chinese pianist Didi Xiao studied music in Beijing, the Ukraine and in Birmingham. Now she performs regularly in the most prestigious venues in EuropeDidi, good morning to you.
好，首先呢，我们来介绍一下。现在我们请到的是 Didi Xiao 这位 young Chinese pianist 介绍人物。他曾经在北京 Ukraine 和 Birmingham 英国的伯明翰学习过音乐。
Now she performs, as I said. Now tell us about the place in China where you grew up.
好，她现在呢是在一些很著名的欧洲的一些场馆进行演出，啊，一些音乐场所进行演出。欢迎你来到我们的 studio， 接下来跟我们讲一讲你成长的地方，你出生的地方。
Well, I grew up in Guangzhou. My mother was quite musical. She was a secondary music school teacher.
这一句呢，介绍了妈妈。I grew up in Guangzhou. 原来是广州的朋友啊，来自南方。另外呢，我妈妈呀，是一个 my mother was quite musical. Musical 在这里做形容词，是非常精通音乐的。那 she was a secondary music school teacher.这个不知道什么叫 secondary
school. Well, that is the answer to the question.
Now, what is a secondary?
Secondary school.
Secondary school.
Oh, it's just high school.
High school or middle school.
We have primary school. And secondary school.
Secondary school.、那就是 secondary school 的意思就是中学。
中学 and 高学。So it's
高中。
11 to 18.
所以整个 secondary 的意思就是说中学部分。
That's right.
好，明白了。但是我们再重复一遍。She was a secondary music school teacher.
And my dad is working in a university.
那爸爸呢是在大学里头工作。
They're very keen for me to take up the piano, so I had my first piano at the age of 2.
最后一句说了他一开始学钢琴的年龄啊，我不翻译。
No.
前面一句话呢说的是爸爸妈妈呀对我学钢琴这事儿吧非常的 keen。
It's not when she first started studying the piano.
可是
this is the question.
Anyway, 有点 tricky 哦，有点绕哦。
And the host says, just to, when did you start having your lessons on the piano?
对啊，
And then she answers.
主持人问了两个问题，第一次摸到钢琴，学钢琴什么时候？第二次，第一次上钢琴课是什么时候？所以你一定要仔细听。When did you start having your lessons on the piano?
That's right. And she says 4 years old.
她的答案是 4 years old.
Did you ever feel frustrated?
问题问得好，主持人说，曾经在中途学习的时候觉得很沮丧吗？
Oh yes.
开玩笑，谁没有过呀？任何学过乐器的人都有一种想死的心情，是吗？只要没死就能学成。
What did you do?
主持人说，很痛苦的时候你做了什么呢？
I'm quite a rebellious child. I remember one time my parents went to work. I just took revenge by using nail clippers.And do some nasty thing on the piano.
可怜的小孩子啊，别人都在外边玩的时候，他一个人孤苦伶仃地坐在钢琴前。尽管如此呢，他也非常的叛逆。I'm quite a rebellious child. I remember one time when my parents went to work. 有一次呢，我记得爸爸妈妈去上班了，我怎么样呢？我就开始报复这个讨厌的钢琴。I just revenge by using nail clippers. 这是什么
？Things that you cut your nails with.
就是指甲刀。我就把这个指甲刀啊，就戳这个钢琴，狠狠地戳。Do some nasty things on the piano. We don't know what are the things, but she obviously did
scratched it. I would imagine.
对，可能是要毁坏那个键盘， yeah. 非常气愤的已经是哈。
What you physically attacked your piano with nail clippers?
主持人立马就 paraphrase 了一下啊，说什么？你是用你的指甲刀去破坏钢琴吗？
Well, that does suggest you'd had enough of playing the piano.
哇，那就证明了你真的是受够了这个钢琴带给你的苦。
You are an only child because China has the one-child policy. Did that put colossal pressure on you and your friends, who are also, obviously, only children as well?
说明人家主持人对人家背景还是很了解的。说你来自中国啊，正好呢又是80年代中人哈，然后呢又是独生子女政策，是不是因为这样的原因，父母给了你很大很大的压力？然后呢你看，你们都是，你有没有姐姐妹妹可以帮你分担这个压力？是不是这样？
Yes, I think just one generation up, my grandmother had 7 children, so it's a huge difference.
哎，她说呀，你看，仅仅是一代人的差异，我和我的奶奶一辈嘛，差距就这么大。我们是独生子女，而他们呢 ，one generation up, my grandmother had 7 children.
We do have a much better material life compared to my parents, but we do feel the pressure. But actually, I think I'm quite fortunate.I don't think my parents pushed me too hard.
我们来看看他怎么样辩证的来看待自己的独生子女身份。
他说呢，其实我觉得吧，也还挺好的。虽然说我们的物质生活哈，我们的精神压力可能大一点，但是我们的物质生活呢，像我们的父辈和父辈们来讲，还是好多了。但是我也觉得我自己还是蛮幸运的，因为呢，我的父母并不是那种给我强行施加很大很大压力的人。看来并不是一定要很大压力才能够出人才，对吧？
Yeah.
好，来请 Debbie 老师检查一下各位聊天室的答题情况。
Okay, the first question, what did Dee Dee's mother do for a living? Do we have any answers in our chat room?
提出表扬的是 Charming Say 和 Watering Sweet 以及杨宇，大家不错。我们来看第一题，那她的妈妈是做什么的呢？什么工作呢？
She's a music teacher at a secondary school.
家里有一个人做音乐工作，那就是不一样了，至少启蒙教育是能够做到位的。那 what did Didi's mother do for a living?
Her mother is a music teacher at a secondary school.
我小的时候 when I was at this primary school, 我最崇拜的就是我们的音乐老师了。
Oh,
music teacher.
Really?
She's my favorite. She's young and pretty.Very artistically.
My little boy really likes his music teacher.
一样的是吧？小学的时候，我最喜欢的就是我们的音乐老师了。其次就是体育老师 ，PE teacher.
I quite liked mine. She was funny. Yeah.
然后最第三喜欢的是我的美术老师。
Yeah, of course.
反正语文、数学老师没喜欢过。
体育老师。
对对对，体育老。
Yeah.
对对对，音体美啊。全方最后就是思想品德老师，劳动课老师。Anyway, 第二题。
The second question, how old was Dee Dee when she started having piano lessons? Well, this was a bit of a trick question and we even tricked Jing Jing.
我都被他弄糊涂了。
It's not when she first had the piano, it's when she started studying it. And actually most of you got this right. It's not when she was two, that's when she had the first piano. It's when she was four when she started having lessons. So well done, I threw in a little trick question and you got it right. Well done.
所以说你看听力时候其实最主要听力训练的是你的听力的细节能力是不是、
mm-hmm.
你看其实这个问题它之所以有趣在于第一次他拿到钢琴和摸到钢琴的时候是两岁但是他正常的开始学习钢琴的时候是四岁、mm-hmm. 所以第二这个正确答案呢应该是四岁
and say and watering sweet and charming and loads of you have got that right
大家都对了啊，就我错了是吧好不错很好啊，一个晶晶倒下了，千万个 see what me sweet 站起来了。
And the final question, easy peasy, how many children did Dee Dee's grandmother have?
好，她的这个姥姥那一辈有多少个 children 呢
？Oh dear, somebody says that there was no sound for that bit.、
Oh, 不会，就是 temporarily.
But somebody watering sweet got it.It's seven children.
Seven children.
Yeah.
七个。那我的 grandma 也是 ,grandma 也是 seven.
Wow.
We have seven.
Gosh.
Oh, sorry, six. more or less, more.